This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free to give us a call here. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Got a bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Catherine's in Falmouth.
Catherine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Question about bittercress.
Okay.
So I moved to my home, and I saw these really cute little plants that I really thought were adorable. And they were fluffy, and they had flowers, and now I'm infested.
Yep.
I'm understanding that actually bittercress is edible. But I just don't want them everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, the bittercress is can be considered invasive, and it is, you know, a lot of people think of it as a weed. It is something you can eat. The flowers can be tough, but it's the tender leaves that are the ones that are like the microgreen type salad. That being said, they just start to take over. And when they go to flower, usually means seeds are on the way right after it and will continue to, spread all over the area. So it's not ideal if you don't want it to take over. Now, are you looking to just eradicate all of it, or what are you looking to do?
Well, I mean, it's really still cold up here, but they started to grow. I don't want them to go to seed. They have not as yet. I mowed the lawn, so yep. The bulk of them is, you know, are taken care of. But they're just, I'd prefer to get them in a controlled situation.
Yeah. So one of the things to use on a product to use for something like that would be, I like using the Weed Beater Ultra. Weed Beater Ultra right now will take care of it because of the fact that it is formulated to, temperatures where it's a little bit colder, where it's in the 40s, and low 50s. A lot of the other weed killers need to have, the heat and sun in order to really take care of the issue, right? Whereas Weed Beater Ultra is formulated to go all the way down to 40 degrees. So that's one of the reasons why I like it so much. And you can use it in a hose end version, and it mixes for you and just spray the entire lawn and it'll get rid of it. You don't want it to get to flower, because if it gets to flower, it's going to get to, it goes to seed usually. And then from there, it just starts spreading everywhere. You might need to do it a couple applications because of the fact that, you know, some of it is behind others, right? It's not immediately growing. It might have already started to spread. And so a couple applications is probably the way to go. Weed Beer Ultra can start, you can start seeding, usually 2 weeks after the first application. But if you need to do it twice, you're going to have to wait a total of 4 weeks in order to really put any other seed down.
Okay. I guess that's good.
All right. But yeah.
If I mow it.
As long as it hasn't gone to complete flower and it hasn't gone to seed, you can keep it low and keep it going where you just don't want it to flower. Because as soon as it flowers, that's when it starts to get go to the seed form. And these will flower, you know, multiple times after you prune them. So you're just going to have to stay ahead of it if you don't want to do anything other than mowing them.
Okay. Thank you so much. A wonderful weekend.
You too, Catherine. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Another call on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Sandy's in Chelmsford.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Hi. I have a few questions, so I hope they're quick. I have a, well, I guess the most important one would be I had called you about the Cysphoria that I had on my Swiss chard last year, and then went to my beets. So I bought the Revitalize. Do I spray that now on top of the soil, or does the cold weather hurt it, you know, make it not effective?
So I wouldn't use it now. It needs to be on the plant itself. Like, it needs to be on the on the actual leaves in order to help it. And being that it's an organic, it doesn't have a lot of residual.
Okay.
So it's not going to stick around, right? So this is something you would start early as soon as it starts popping up, right? As soon as the rhubarb is growing, starting to show leaves, starting to show everything, that's when you would start to spray it.
This is Swiss chard, though, so we'll be...
That's what I meant to say. I'm sorry.
Okay.
sorry. Well, so that was one of the reasons why we went to the Revitalize, because it is an organic.
Okay.
And it is... it doesn't have a weird aftertaste like a copper fungicide would. So that's why I remember talking with you about it and why we went to the Revitalize versus the copper fungicide.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I wait until it starts popping, and then how often do I have to do it?
Well, so at first, when it's young, you probably only need to do it once every, you know, 3-4 weeks. But as it starts getting bigger and gets into the season where, you know, it's also going to depend on how the season goes, right? Because if the season, if it continues to be rainy, which, I mean, it kind of has been, I wouldn't want you to... if it continues to be rainy, you're going to need to do it more often. Whereas if it's not as rainy and we have drying out periods in between, you might not have to do it as often because of the fact that the weather isn't influencing it.
Okay.
Because it wants those conditions in order to really be, you know, to show up again and to continue.
Right. Okay. Okay. I will wait to do that. And I know you were just speaking about Weed Beater Ultra.
Yep.
And I did buy a new container, but it is not this year's stock.
That's
definitely last year's, and it was dust covered too. And I did ask. So should I return it and get a current stock? I don't know how long it's viable for, because I won't go through the concentrated container in 1 year.
I think you'll be okay with it. Honestly, I think that. It's these chemicals, as long as they don't go into very hot areas or freeze, they're going to be okay. Just shake well before. I think you're going to be okay with it for a couple years. They're made to last three plus years in a container like that.
Okay.
So I see no problem in it for you.
Okay. And then the other one was I have a hibiscus, a big hibiscus, and I've had it so long that the middle now is empty, and it just kind of has a ring around the center where it originally, so it keeps kind of growing outward.
Mm-hmm.
And now I keep getting weeds in the middle. Do I have to dig it up and you know, I don't know if I can split it or if I should just put something down in the middle to stop the weeds. It's really hard to dig down in there with the roots. So it's even hard to get out some of the weeds because it's like grass and, you know, various ones.
So, the hibiscus, it's the outdoor, like, bush form?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so it can be hard because the center, you know, is where the main plant is, and by digging it up, cutting it out, you could do some damage to the rest of the outside of the plant.
Okay.
So I'd be afraid for you to do that. As far as like a weed control or, you know, containing the weeds, what I might look at doing is if you have some time, and, you know, I know it's a lot, but if you can, you know, once you've cleaned it out, use a product out there called Preen. It's a pre-emergent that you could be mixing around the whole area to help prevent weeds from popping through after you've done some cleanup. That might be a nice, easy way to help prevent it.
Will it keep growing outward?
Most likely will. What I might do is try to wait a little bit till everything's kind of budded up and prune out some of the dead if you can. I do have to hit a break. If you have some more, hang tight. If not, you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks so much, Patrick. You too. Bye-bye.
We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden. Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a few more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Yvette's in Massachusetts.
Yvette, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I have a problem with a invasive plant or weed that's in my yard, and I'm looking for advice how to remove. I'm not sure if I'm going to say this right, but it's called Lesser Calidine.
Okay. So is it in the is it in the lawn? Is it in the veggie gardens?
Yeah. What? It's everywhere.
Okay.
It's in the vegetable garden. It's in the lawn. This year seems to be the worst year I've ever seen it spread throughout the lawn. In the beginning, it was just small areas, but now it's everywhere.
Okay. What have you done, if anything, before we...
I did some, last year I did some spot treatments with a weed killer, but I was very apprehensive about doing that. So, other than that, I kind of let it go, and I wish I didn't, because now it's multiplied unbelievable.
Okay. They can just start to go crazy, right? It just, over time, it just overtakes everything.
And that's what's happening. And I just don't want to harm, like, the bees and stuff like that. So I'm just looking for something that can help me, get rid of it, actually.
Yeah. So, there's a couple of ways to go about this. By, if using a chemical that can be safe for the bees, one of the ways to do that would be to use to spray it at night when the bees are not around. The other thing is, when it's not, make sure there's no flowering type other weeds in the lawn, and so spraying it before they actually start to flower is another thing to it. Are there flowering type weeds in the lawn at this point, or
No, that seems to be my biggest problem right now is that weed. And, it just has overtaken the lawn, and it's like I don't even know where it came from.
It could be, a bird could have brought it in, to be honest with you, just seed-wise, any of those types of things. So what I'd look at using is the product Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide.
Okay.
The Weed Beater Ultra kills a variety of over 200 different weeds in the lawn, all broadleaf, and they have to be growing. And as I was saying earlier with Sandy, it works down to 40 degrees about. And so a lot of the weed killers that are out there need about 60 degree days. And being the days that we've been having recently where it's 45 to 50 to 55 degrees, it's not warm enough for those weed killers to work, but it is warm enough for the Weed Beater Ultra to work and work the right way. Want to make sure it's a couple days of sun. You also want to make sure you don't mow for 1 to 2 days prior and 1 to 2 days after. So that it can get into where it needs to go and get everything taken care of inside. And then you can reseed 2 weeks later. And the reason why I want you to reseed is because the one way to go into the organic way or the natural way of choking out this weed is to have more beneficial grass blades in there so that when the weed tries to come back, it can't. It's being choked out by fresh healthy grass. So it's a little bit of a combination of both here that you need to work together with. The other thing I would do is look at the lawn and see, is it something that you fertilized in the past couple of years? Or if you haven't, maybe you need to add a little bit of lime to it, add a little bit of something to give it a boost, because a healthier lawn has less weeds. Weeds thrive in acidic soils and not so great soils. So, it brings up the idea of maybe getting a soil sample done so you can see what's going on there, because it's all connected. It's all together. It's not just about killing the weed. It's what else you can do for the soil and then for the grass that's going to be growing to take over it. Okay?
Thank you, Patrick.
All right, Yvette, you have a great rest of your day. All right, we're going to take a break here. Phone number is 855-660-4261.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA News Update.
We just had another hearing, and the trial starts on Monday, which is long before a lot of people thought the judge wants this to go as fast as possible.
Opening statements scheduled for Monday in Donald Trump's hush money trial in Manhattan. A jury of 12 and 6 alternates sworn in to serve. Trump telling reporters, "This is a giant witch hunt." Now a disturbing moment outside the courthouse in New York City as a man from Florida lit himself on fire. White smoke billowing from the scene. Police say he posted conspiracy theories online. This man in critical condition being treated for burns at New York Cornell Hospital in Manhattan. President President Biden with no public comment about Israel's retaliation strike on Iran. This comes after Iran firing more than 300 missiles and drones into Israel. The president spending the weekend at his home in Wilmington, Delaware. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. You have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Eileen's in Osterville.
Eileen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I'm well, thank you. I have a couple of questions regarding the mosquito dunks.
Okay.
Can they go, can I put them, I have like a little vernal pool in my backyard, but it's not small. Can I put them in there? Because there are ducks in there as well.
Yes. These mosquito dunks would be fine to do. What I might actually look at doing would be to look at the mosquito bits instead of the dunks, because the bits will spread out a little bit more and cover a little bit more of an area. I'm going to look it up at the same time as we're talking because, yeah, so one dunk, one of, like, it looks like a mini donut, will only cover up about 100 square feet of water, whereas the bits, an 8-ounce bag, will treat up to 2,000 square feet.
Okay.
So if you have the, you know, you said it's not small, so that might be a better option because they will float around a little easier and break down. So I would go with the mosquito bits myself. And it's not going to harm the pets, birds, fish, wildlife, anything along those lines. They will be fine.
And how do you spread it?
So honestly, it's just little, almost looks like little granules. It's just little broken pieces. You just spread it, just throw it into it. Is there any movement in the water at all?
No, but there's a lot of brush.
So if you can kind of like, if you can get around it on different sides, throwing it around the whole area into the water, that's the best bet. You know, it would help if there was some sort of like movement in the water because then it would move it for you.
Yeah.
But you're going to want to try to get it in all different areas to get rid of it, because it sitting in one place is not going to benefit you, because it's there's so many other it's such a bigger spot. You know what okay. I mean? So you need to move it around a little bit.
And is there a granule that you can put down on the lawn to retain moisture?
Yeah, so there is a product out there called Hydratane.
Mm-hmm.
And Hydratane, there is a granular form that you spread over the lawn, and that will actually help you keep moisture into the soil and keep it going throughout the season. It will pull the moisture from the air and bring it to the lawn like it needs to. But it's definitely, the product's called Hydratane. It comes in a liquid form and a granular form.
So if I spread it with a rotary drop
yep.
spreader, would that be okay?
Yep, that would be fine.
That'd be great. Okay. And when do I use infuse and protolizer?
Protolizer can be used throughout the season, multiple times a season, every 2 to 3 weeks, depending upon if the plant has an issue, it's probably 2 weeks. If it doesn't have an issue and we're just trying to keep it going, that's when you can do it once a month. For the infuse, depending upon what you're putting it on. So if you're putting it on the lawn, you're probably looking late May, early June before starting with it, because of the fact that you need to make sure that it's not actively going. You want to do it as a preventative, but you don't want to do it too soon where it's not really going to do anything to help you. So that's why I would say usually late May, early June is when I would use it.
And what is infused? Is it for insects?
No, it's a fungicide. So for funguses, any issue that you might have in the lawn or garden, leaf spot, those types of things, that's where you would want to use the infuse for. But you don't necessarily have to use it if you haven't had an issue in the past.
And how about the fertilizer?
With the fertilizer, it can be used just to benefit everything that's already there. So you can use that every 2 to 4 weeks, again, depending upon if there's an issue. It would be 2 weeks, or if there's something going on with it with the plant or the lawn or whichever, you can use it every 2 weeks. But if it's just to try to keep it the same, it's once a month.
Because I have already put down Buffy Soil and Step 1 grass, and I'm debating putting down 10-10-10 versus for my hydrangea.
Yep.
Because I'm looking for bigger blooms.
Yeah, no, the 10-10-10 needs to be put into your hydrangeas now if you're going to do it.
And the superphosphate I have put down this week.
I apologize. The superphosphate was what you wanted to do now. The 10-10-10 is in 6 weeks from now. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be confusing there.
So I've already put down superphosphate. So I
perfect. Wait 6 weeks before you would do anything with the 10-10-10. Okay.
And can the 10-10-10 go into the lawn as well?
I wouldn't. I would keep it more for your plants themselves.
And you use that in place of the Holytone?
Yeah, for the hydrangea, yes, definitely. Use it for in place of that.
And do you have any suggestions for hydrangea that's more shade tolerant?
So a lot of the macrophylla, so the blue-type hydrangeas, will do better in the shade with some partial shade. If you're looking for full shade, an Annabelle hydrangea is a good one. There's also Bobo is a good hydrangea for the shade. And then there is... I can't think of the name of the hydrangea... Invincible or Incredible, those guys would do well in the shade.
Are they large?
They can, the Invincible and the Invincible can be large. The Invincible is definitely large. So just keep in mind with that, with the flower. It is pretty big.
And the Bobo?
Bobo is a smaller plant, but it will get some decent-sized flowers.
And how about the Annabelle?
Annabelle can get big with some decent-sized flowers.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much. You've been so helpful.
No problem, Eileen. You have a great rest of your day.
Yes, and you as well. Thanks again.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Got about, 19 minutes left. It's not about it is. We are here to answer some questions. And there's another one. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mike's in New Bedford.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I planted some green giants just recently. And what I don't want to know is, what do you think is better going forward, Hollytone or 10-10-10 with those things?
So I wouldn't use Hollytone on arborvitaes. Recently, in the past few years, they've kind of changed the lookout on using Hollytone on arborvitaes and boxwoods. They don't need the acidic soil like most evergreens. And so I would stick more to like a plant tone.
Really?
You could, yeah. No, it's, I've done research on it. I've talked with the Espoma people, and the Espoma has actually put on their website now where it is, where it talks about Hollytone. There's a specific. I'm going to pull it up because I always have their website ready. It says specifically, arborvitae and boxwood are evergreens that do not require acidic soils. We recommend plant tone for these.
Okay. And plant tone still better than 10-10-10?
I think so. So you just planted them recently?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't even be... You plant them this year or last year?
This year.
I wouldn't even be fertilizing with either one of those at this point. The only thing I would be doing is using something like a biotone. To mix into the soil. You could use protolizer too, but using a fertilizer on the first year of anything you plant is not going to help the plant. It's going to help everything around it because the roots are still stuck in one spot. They haven't started to explore around everything yet. And so I always recommend if you're going to fertilize a plant, you wait for the first year to go by. Use the biotone starter. When you first get in there, get a nice mix into the soil. And then if you really need to fertilize it, you see something going on, you could use like a liquid food, like a Neptune's Harvest type. But you don't need to fertilize the majority of plants, like shrubs and trees, the first year that you put them in, other than using a starter fertilizer.
Okay. And do you think it's a good idea to be fertilizing those things after that, or the?
Oh yeah, 100%. It's just it once they need like that first year to really establish themselves.
Okay.
Right, and I've found that it's almost like you'd be wasting your money putting down, you know, the plant tone now when it just got planted. Use
Fair
something
enough.
Like that biotone, and if you didn't use it in the hole, you can actually use it now and sprinkle it around where you planted and just water it in.
And I did do that.
So that's perfect. You don't need to do anything else yet.
All right.
Because what I'm afraid is that you planted them, you fed them right, you would feed them right there. They're not going to want to push their roots out further because all the food you're supplying for them right then and there, it's not going to establish itself and move out into the soil. And that's what we want them to do so they can become drought tolerant. They can become, you know, developed more. So that's why I would want you to do it that way.
Okay. In regards to planting grass and using starter fertilizer, can you go 6 weeks later and do starter fertilizer again, hit it again?
You could. That would be no problem.
Have you heard of a situation where, because you're afraid of burning the grass, that use half the rate and just crisscross the yard instead of, you know, making like a crisscross pattern versus, you know, just walking back and forth and then use, you know, doing it that way?
I mean, there are many ways to do it. I like to do the back and forth because sometimes the crisscross, you're going to get in those sections that you are crossing where it's doubled.
Okay.
Right? It might be a little bit too much, but you're using it at half the rate, so it might not be bad. It really up to you, but honestly, I think I would be using it at full rate at the beginning because
okay.
it wants to start breaking down and get to where it needs to go. The one thing I would ask would say to do is put seed down twice in a 15-day interval.
Okay.
Because of the fact that you never know what happens in these, you know, 14, 15 days in between the first germination. We could have a ton of rain. We could have it could be really dry, and we just can't get enough water to it. There could be a number of things that happen. But what this does is that first round goes through, and the majority of grass seed will germinate in about 14 to 21 days. And so you've already started to see germination. Now, going back, you don't have to do it at a full rate. You do it at like half the rate because you've already seeded once. Going through is going to fill those areas, fill the gaps that you might have missed or the seed might have moved. It could have been a bird. It could have been anything, right?
Yeah.
And so you have a second round coming through. You won't need to do a second starter fertilizer at that point because it's still in the soil from the original. But you might have a thicker lawn a little bit quicker than waiting the 6 weeks to put more seed down or waiting later to put more seed down.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, Mike. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a break. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better.
My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we got about a few minutes left, maybe 5 minutes left before the end of the show. Say thank you to everybody who's called today. A lot of great conversations in regards to what's going on out there. You can tell the garden is waking up. You can tell people are starting to get ready for spring to actually be here. Right? We haven't... Feels like spring has... has started, stopped, started, stopped, but it's here. You know, forsythias are in full bloom. I'm seeing a lot of magnolias in full bloom. A lot of those guys are ready to go. And so that means this is the time of year where we should be fertilizing our lawns. Our crabgrass control is the first one we should be looking at. Right, so crabgrass control with fertilizer is your step one for those that have issues with crabgrass. Not everybody has an issue with crabgrass, so you could be looking at just a fertilizer, right? Just a fertilizer for step one, which is fine too. It's perfect. But I want you guys to realize that you should be looking at 5 steps this year, 5 applications. 6 week intervals gets you to the end of the year just about. We're talking a last application in probably October, but the lawn's still growing. We want to get the lawn going and continuing to grow until we're done with the season and keep it safe and healthy. So 5 applications. I was talking to somebody in the garden center the other day, and they're like, yeah, I just do step one, and then I'm good from there. It's like, all right. Why? And they're like, oh, I just don't need it. You know, okay. You gave him the spiel about all the different fertilization, all those things, and, you know, some people just don't want to do it. And that's fine. But the fact is if we want to keep a healthy lawn and growing, we need to make sure we feed it. Just like you and I, we eat to feel better. We eat to grow. And we're not going to grow if we don't get the food. And that's the same thing with the lawn. Lawn needs to be taken care of multiple times a year. You know, if it's growing constantly and you're mowing it, you are shocking it each and every time. So if you're not feeding it, you're not giving it any help to grow back and be better for you. So just some things to think about. You know, it's not all about chemicals. It's not about doing all those things. Fertilization can be done in organic ways. There's plenty of options out there. Espalma has a four-step organic product. They have organic ways for crabgrass control with corn gluten, right? That's a way to do it. The corn gluten has fertilizer built into it because it has some of the natural parts of it. So there are many options out there to do this. It's not just chemicals. They're just fertilizing would be fine. Hey, if you just want to fertilize and fertilize the weeds, I'm okay with that too. Just make sure they're growing and healthy, something, right? So do what you can to take care of nature out there the best you can. And at the same time, you know, protect what we have, protect the pollinators, protect the lawn, protect the garden by planting native shrubs, native plants, protecting them for winters, protecting them for summers, right? I know we've had a lot of rain this past year, but what happens if we go into another drought situation? I want you to think about some of the products out there to retain some of that moisture. We were talking about this just a few minutes ago. There's a product out there called Hydratain. Hydratain is a granular or a liquid form that you can put over your lawn. You can put it over your plants. You can put it over your vegetable garden. It actually even says that to keep the moisture coming into the plant itself during those times. You know, another thing, if you have wilt stop or wilt proof, they actually help keep your plants from drying out in the heat during the summer because it'll hold the moisture in the plant. So don't just get rid of that wilt stop or wilt proof and put it away. It actually can be used during the season, the growing season, to help with some of those drought issues. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. Nobody knows what's going to happen. But, 3 weeks from now, it could all be different. And just think about it. You gotta just plan as it goes. Week by week when it comes to our plants. And if we're getting into that drought, that's when you plan ahead. If you start seeing that the future is showing not a lot of rain, let's get ahead of it. Anyways, that's it for the show today. Appreciate everyone. Get out there, plant something, be good to each other, and we'll talk at you guys next week. Have a good one, guys.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.